The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Cleaning Nation, what's up? This is Lindsay Bjorklund. I am back with Tracy Thompson, and we are bringing you a special episode today. Tracy and I are actually recording on Memorial Day because we're hardcore podcasters. So thank you for being here with me, Tracy, today. And kind of wanted to do, we were brainstorming at the top here, and a special little episode where I'm going to read a little bit from one of my favorite books, Think and Grow Rich. I know you like that one, Tracy. I know Mike likes it.
Yes.
And there's just a little story today. The theme here is persistence and how persistence applies to your cleaning company. Things happen with persistence that makes it so freaking challenging. So I'm going to just read a quick story to Tracy, and I'm going to let you take it away and expand on this. But yes, basically, in the very top of this book, there's this great story that Napoleon Hill tells about a guy and his uncle out in the gold rush. And not to read the whole thing, but this guy was caught by gold fever. So him and his uncle go out west, they start digging for gold, and they find a vein of gold. And they're like, yes, we did it. And they get all the machinery and they start going for it. They start digging it up. They're raking in the gold, like literally all this gold is coming in, and then it stops. They think they hit the end of the gold vein. And they keep saying nothing's working. They can't pick it up again. I don't know technically how this stuff works, but they just can't find the lead of all the gold. So to cut their losses, they go to a junk man, and they basically sell all their drills, all their equipment to this junk man. Now this junk man, he's no stupid, just junk man. He's like, they missed something. And I have all this equipment now that I just bought. So he goes back out. He now can, I guess, legally mine the gold. So long story short, he contacts an engineer. The engineer realizes that, no, they were so close. They were right the whole time. They were literally like 3 feet away from picking up this gold. So who makes out in the end? The engineer and the junk man. They pick up the vein of gold, and that's the end of this. So, I mean, more of the story is these guys, if they had just stepped back, Tracy, and reassessed, maybe contacted some help, maybe an engineer like the junk man did, maybe they would have been able to keep going. So how does this apply to a company?
I love this. And you know, it is such a fantastic book. And all of you out there, if you have not read Think and Grow Rich, or you haven't read it in a while, it is totally worth picking up again or picking up for the first time and reading it. So definitely do that. I just want to make that plug. So what does this story have to do with you and your business? Well, I will say this. We here at Grow My Cleaning Company, Mike and myself as the business mindset coach, and us as a team, we see this a lot where business owners come in, and maybe when they first started, it was relatively, I would say, easy. You know, in other words, they got into cleaning and the business came and they built pretty quickly and things were good. Maybe even pre-COVID, some people came in and just had sort of an easy go of it in the beginning. And then something happened, whether it be COVID or something else, and they hit a wall. And it's no longer easy, and it becomes challenging. Hiring suddenly got harder, for example. And we hear this a lot. It's like, well, I wasn't having a problem before. Now all of a sudden nobody wants to work. Oh my gosh. And I'm paying so much more money and all these things. That's just not working. And they keep hitting their head on that same exact hiring wall, if you will, right? And they, like the miners, feel like there must be a solution, but they can't seem to find it. And they either kind of shrink and go back and try to become smaller as a company and try to retreat, sort of similar to throwing in the towel and selling the equipment, but maybe they're not like completely leaving. Maybe you out there in Clean Nation have experienced some version of this. Maybe you didn't throw in the complete towel, but you went, well, maybe right now is not a good time. Maybe I shouldn't try to grow. Maybe I should just stop trying to get new clients because I can't staff. And, you know, it becomes this sort of vicious cycle of retreat and trying to get smaller instead of pulling back and reassessing, maybe seeking out a different point of view because you've been too close to it, whatever the case may be. And I love this story because the junk guy, right, that got the equipment was like, you know what? I'm going to bring in sort of a specialist in this. I'm not going to just try to do it on my own. And that's such a big part of this. When we get stuck in our own businesses, we think, and this is, we call this a monkey mind. We think that we've considered all the options. Oh my gosh, I'm sure I've tried everything up till now. And don't we hear that a lot? Lindsay was like, oh, but you understand, I've tried everything.
I've tried it like a million different ways. And yeah, we hear all the time and 9 times out of 10, I feel back and they're actually doing the same thing over and over again and just not realizing it.
Right. Exactly. And it's very human nature to have a certain level of, I don't want to say, you know, lying to ourselves, but we tell ourselves stories so that we can survive and be okay with our ego, right? And ego's not bad. It's just when it gets in the way, sometimes we tell ourselves those monkey mind white lies that, oh my gosh, I've tried everything. I'm sure it's just, this is run dry. It's just not the time or whatnot. So Clean Nation, our encouragement today is yes, be persistent for sure. Don't give up, but it's more than that. Take a second look in a different way. Step back, like move, like even if it's like the metaphor of the cave, you know, the going in with the same angle and the same approach over and over and over, like pull back and go, okay, maybe I do bring in an engineer. Maybe I do bring in somebody else, or I have someone else look at this from a different angle. And suddenly you get a fresh new perspective. And so I think this, the real moral of the story isn't just keep banging your head on the same wall. It's to pull back, reassess, then go back in and take a new approach with this same persistence, but in a different angle. Does that make sense, Lindsay?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. And I feel like the other fine line is that, how do you know, I guess my question is, how do you know if it's just you're doing the same thing over and over that's not working, or you're just tired. Maybe they go together, because sometimes I feel like people work so hard, especially in the cleanliness industry, where just exhausted at the end of the day. And if they just gave it like another day or something, like, you know, maybe call help, like you said, but maybe just step back. I don't know. Is that something you advise too, Tracy? Do you think that makes a difference?
Totally. I think you really hit something on the head here. A lot of the times it's just exhaustion, as you said. It's being so overly tired from pushing and that force energy that so long that you just feel so exhausted that you can't even think straight anymore. So first, yes, absolutely. The step back you probably need to take is when pushing and force isn't working anymore. Stop forcing, stop pushing for a moment. Take a break, walk away. It's like anything, right? We take a lap, you know, take a day off, come back at least with your own fresh eyes. That's the first thing. And certainly inviting, and here's the thing I think that happens with a lot of us business owners and entrepreneurs. We have this sort of lone wolf syndrome thing that goes on. This sort of, well, I'm the owner. I should be able to figure this out on my own. I shouldn't need help, or I shouldn't ask for help. That makes me seem less like a leader or whatever story. All those are old, old paradigm stories. In today's environment, you want to go faster. You want to fail forward less and really flow forward faster. The key today is absolutely not only get help, but get the kind of expert support and help that you know those are the people that cut the line. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the people that figured it out and have a fast track to where you want to go. So you don't just go out and, you know, find Joe Schmo to help you, or worse, you know, your brother-in-law that says he's good at this stuff. And like, no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about having someone that can give you an expert perspective that you perhaps haven't been willing to up to this point, maybe ask for. So there's a little bit of that, I would say humility, but you know, being humbled enough and being willing to say, hey, the smart thing, the true leadership way is to ask for expert help that's going to expedite the whole process. So I think that's a very big part of this story that kind of gets glossed over.
Yeah, the engineer, and the other thing I was just thinking of, another great analogy I realized is that in this story, we have the gold, right? And the gold is kind of like, I would call it the knowledge of fixing your problem, whatever that problem is in the industry. So it's almost kind of like a scarcity attitude I see sometimes with people where they're not only to ask, but they're like, oh, if I, you know, if someone else finds out, you know, what if I do find the gold, I find the knowledge, then someone else is going to find it too. And I want to be the only person in town that has this gold. I don't want anyone else to know about it. It's like a weird thing, but I think we've all kind of had this a little bit. Have you seen this too, Tracy?
Sure. Any type of scarcity or fear or not enough, you know, to go around mindset or frame keeps us from ever asking for help. Because imagine if the junkyard guy said, oh, I don't want to share the gold. What if I find the gold? But if the all is 100% of nothing, then it's still nothing. So the junk guy, right, was smart. He was, I would rather split something than 100% have 100% of nothing. So that's the first thing. But the second thing too is, I think this idea that, if I do it on my own, then I get to claim victory by myself as well. Mm. And so that's the other part, like this notion that community or doing things together somehow makes you your win less than, you know, giving credit. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. It was actually one of my favorite things about, our clients that I see when they come into Elite, it's all kind of new being around other cleaning business owners. But by the end of the 9 weeks, they're like sharing their victories with each other. They're each other for tips on, you know, it's a secret anymore. It's just, there's no competition and it doesn't lessen anyone else's victories. It's kind of like, we're all in on this together. Like you always say to Tracy, like one, what is it? What the tide
together we rise, ships, right? Yes. The single tide that raises all ships. And I totally agree with that completely. Community is, when we combine our wisdom and our collective talent and knowledge together, we are so much stronger than when we're on our own, especially when we're so close to our own thing, whatever it is, that we're convinced that there's nothing else. So it is one of the most useful contexts is to have people who are like-minded, but not you, in the mix so that you get those fresh perspectives. So I love that whole concept of together we rise. It's so true.
So So true. There's just so much to pull a story. It's at the beginning, it's all about persistence. Like it's just persistence. That's the theme. But now that we're kind of unpacking it, I just keep thinking of like more and more things. There's one more thing. I was on the tip of my tongue and Memorial Day weekend, the brain is just fuzzy, but yeah, I guess, this will be like a shorter episode, the special holiday, but I just kind of, this will be out Wednesday, I think, but people get it. But yeah, I guess the main thing is there's probably two or three takeaways from this whole episode that I get. I want to get your ideas too, Tracy. But number one, persistence is one thing. It's one thing to be persistent and hit a goal, but it's another thing to be doing the same thing over and over again, like crazy, and not calling in the engineer, getting help, getting the outside perspective.
Yes.
And number two, I talked about once you do find the gold, once you do start getting the knowledge, there's no shit in having other people help you and brag about other people and have that team. Tracy, before we close it out here, do you have any other?
And you made a very good point. The third thing is if you're exhausted, if you're just so like spent and you're frazzled and overwhelmed, take a moment, like back away, take a day, take some time to yourself. So many of our Clean Nation out there, you're so hardworking that we almost wear it too much like a badge of honor to be exhausted. So take some time, engage in some self-care. If you have kids, go play with your kids, like unplug just enough to get some perspective as well, because I think you really hit it on the head there. We don't take care of ourselves nearly enough. So self-care, you know, have some R&R and then come at it, join, you know, in a community of like-minded people, definitely get that expert outside help. And of course, Lindsay, here we all, Mike, all of us are here to support you. If you feel like you're at that point, whether it's early in your business, whether you've been in business for 20 years or 2 months, and you like, okay, I'm done banging my head on the same wall in the same cave, doing the same thing, I'm ready for some support or at least an outside perspective, then Lindsay, why don't you tell them how they might be able to get some support from us?
Yeah. So actually you're going to go straight to our website. It's just growmycleaningcompany.com. And you're going to see a workshop, right? A link, you just click on it and it's going to be Mike giving you tons of tips to stop banging your head against the wall. You need a front perspective. Yes. Yeah. This is an easy action step you can do right away today to just get out of here. You're banging the head against the wall. So Tracy, thank you so much for doing this with me on a holiday. I'm going to take our own advice and we're going to go back to enjoying our holiday.
Fantastic.
All right, Cleaning Nation. Thank you. Joining us today, and stop banging your head against the wall and get some help. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. At 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.